Oh, well, what am I doing in here? Oh God, oh no, did I pass out in here last night? Oh my God, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. No, I don't know, it was just. I guess maybe I had a little too much to drink. Oh my God, this is I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll get up and. Are you sure? Okay. I'm not gonna lie, sleeping on your floor did not do much for my back. Could I lay in your bed? Is that okay? Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, that's better. Oh, that's a good bed. Thank you. Congrats to you for graduating as well. We did it. Oh, we made it. I clearly celebrated way too much. Your sister's gonna freak out when she hears I passed out in your room. No, it's just so stupid of me. Were you like awake when I came in here? Oh no, please don't tell me what I said. No. No. Oh God. Okay. I asked you if you wanted to have a water gun fight at 3 a.m. Okay, well, I mean, do you? No, I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry. I don't really drink, so, you know, I'm a lightweight. I don't even think I have that much. I just think I don't have a very high tolerance. Did you like let me sleep on your floor? Stop, that's really sweet. You offered me your bed and you'd sleep on the floor. What did I say? Okay. All right. So I had my mind made up. Nope, I was gonna sleep on the floor. All right, that's it sounds pretty characteristic of me. I can be stubborn. No, I can say I'm stubborn, you can't. Shut up. Oh my gosh, do you have any water by any chance? Oh my gosh, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Here we go. Oh my God, that was amazing. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. No, I don't think I need Advil or anything. I'm mostly just dehydrated and a little discombobulated, but nothing too crazy. Did you have fun at the party? Oh, good, I'm glad. Yeah, I normally don't drink. It's really not like me, but I don't know. I just, you know how in movies you always see them like pouring the champagne and cheersing? I just like wanted to do that. And what I learned is that I should not. In the future, I should probably just refrain from doing that, lest I walk into somebody's room and ask them to have a water gun fight at 3 in the morning. I feel like such an idiot. I really appreciate you not making me feel worse. By the way, where's your girlfriend? Oh, I don't know why I thought you had a girlfriend. Maybe because you're so cute. No, I'm not still drunk. Shut up. What? I'm not allowed to think you're cute? We're basically the same age. Okay, yeah, maybe your sister would be a little bit annoyed, but I said what I said. I'm prepared to stand on it. Besides, the fact that you offered your bed to me is like so fucking cute. I can't. Because I'm gonna be honest, if someone barged into my room at 3 a.m. asking for a water gun fight, I would probably tell them to get the fuck out of my room. And you didn't do that. You were like super nice. I know we've known each other for a long time, but still. I don't know. I'm allowed to think it's cute, right? Oh no, I don't have a boyfriend. Well, it's a long story, but basically he didn't appreciate me, I guess. It's not to make it sad, but yeah, he just didn't really appreciate me, so I finally got the courage to break up with him, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. Yeah, I know. No, I haven't been dating or anything like that. As you can tell last night, I'm probably not an ideal date. But I do have my good qualities. I mean, oh, really? You really like women who like water gun fights? Okay, noted. Well, in that case, maybe we should. Maybe we should. You guys have a pool, right? Maybe we can go swimming or something. Oh, I'm sure people are still sleeping. Of course. Maybe in like, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours or something when people actually wake up. Okay. Is it okay if I like move a little closer to you? Just a little. Just a little. Okay. thank you. You can totally, like, put your arm around me if you want. Maybe. Okay. yeah. Just like that. Oh, that's nice. Wow. Oh, nothing. I just haven't had an arm around me in a while, and it feels nice and warm. Yeah. I'm not blushing. Shut up. Okay, maybe a little. It's just that, well, I mean, I've always had a little teeny crush on you. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Why would I make it up? No, you don't. If you had a crush on me, then why didn't you ever say anything? That's so stupid. I'm always here. Yeah, I know I had a boyfriend, but before that, I wasn't dating my boyfriend forever. You've known me a long time. Besides, remember when I used to go to all your games? Yeah. That wasn't because of anyone else on the team. No, I swear I'm not drunk. Shut up. I don't know, you've just always been really nice to me. And I know you're my best friend's younger brother. But we're only a year apart, and now that we're both done with school, going out into the real world, maybe we should, I don't know, give it a try. Like, go on a date, I mean. A date where I will do no drinking and I will not threaten you with a good time at 3 a.m. I promise. I don't think your sister's gonna care. We're both grown-ass adults. It's really not that big of a deal. And besides, she might know that I have a crush on you. I don't want to be rude, but I think you're kind of oblivious, dude. Yeah, like everyone knows that I've had a crush on you. Yes, they have. You can ask. I'm pretty sure even your parents know. Yes, I don't know. I thought it was common knowledge. You're really that oblivious? You would be. That's ridiculous. So tell me then, if it's true that you have a crush on me, when did that start? So you mean to tell me that over all these years we've secretly had a crush on each other? What are we gonna do about that? Well, I don't know. Doesn't it feel like we should do something about it? Like go on a hike or kiss? I mean, walk the dog. I didn't say that. No, I'm totally not like trying to kiss. That would be so gross. I would never. No, no way. No way. No way. Just cuddle me closer, please. Was nice. Oh yeah, I was totally joking about the kiss, but I mean, since you went for it, who am I to say no? Oh my gosh, my heart is racing so fast right now. Well, I was sure that after me stumbling in here, there'd be no chance that you would ever like me back. But I guess I was wrong. Thank God. That would have really sucked if my weird 3 a.m. water gun fiasco turned you off forever. Oh, stop. It made you like me more. That's stupid. But you're cute. You're so cute. I can't take it. Can I have one more kiss? Just one. Just one. Just one. Or five. That's fine. Oh, I'm not complaining, no. I'm not. I'm just all happy and excited and flustered and like, I don't know. This is not how I expected me ever telling you about my feelings would go. But it somehow feels right for us. Remember that time, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 Halloweens ago? I wore that stupid nurse outfit, and you hurt your leg that night while we were all out. And I was like, I'll take care of you. And you were like, you don't have to. And I was like, I want to. And then we just kind of sat there awkwardly. God, that would have gone so differently if we would have just told each other how we felt. I swear, I was like so excited to be spending time with you, but I didn't want to like weird you out. So I just played it off like, I was really doing my duties as a true nurse. I know that's so stupid. Oh my gosh. If I've learned anything from this party, it might just be that water guns are the perfect icebreaker. Maybe we can, like, get breakfast for everybody since they're asleep, but we're out. We can go on a walk or something. Would you be down? I mean, I could certainly lay here with you all day, but maybe. You're really good at making me lose my train of thought. Okay, no, you're right. I agree. We should keep cuddling. I could honestly probably sleep a little bit more. What time is it? Like 9? Yeah. Maybe we just sleep for a bit. And then when everyone wakes up, we can tell them that we kissed. I'm just kidding. Although, I might, maybe, wanna be your girlfriend. Really? Okay, that makes me happy. You're my boyfriend. You're fine. You know, I'm trying to sleep, but there's something poking me. Would you know anything about that? No, I'm not making fun of you. I actually think it's kind of hot that you have a boner just from cuddling with me. Yeah, of course I do. I mean, you're horny for me, and that's a scenario that I've thought about for a long time. Yes. Yes, it is. Honestly, when you told me that I came in here talking about water guns, I was so afraid that you were gonna say that I said something sexual, and I'm just so glad that I didn't, because I never want to make you uncomfortable. I know, you're a gentleman. You would never do anything with me when I was that drunk. That's why I like you so much. Can I touch it? Your cock. Can I touch it? Thank you. Oh, wow, you're really, really, really hard. Oh, those gym shorts are not hiding anything well. You want to touch my boobs? Here, look at them. I know, they're so big. Fuck. I really like when you rub my nipples like that. Is your door locked, by the way? I don't want anyone to, like, walk in. Okay, good. Yeah, you can move your hand down lower. These shorts are so short. I can just push them and my panties to the side. And if you want to feel how wet you have me. Yeah. Oh God. Oh my God. feels so good. Oh, please don't stop. Fuck. Why don't I just take these shorts and my panties all the way off? There we go. I know, my pussy's really soft. It's because I get it waxed and I exfoliate it. just like that. Oh, God. You're making me want to feel more than just your finger inside me. I mean, you are my boyfriend now, so it's only right to mark your territory. Come on, I want to feel this hard cock in my pussy. Please, I want to feel you inside me. Okay, thank you. God. Yeah, I'm super flexible. I know. You can move my legs wherever you want. I like them to be kind of up a bit. Yeah, like that. Oh my gosh, your cock. Oh, you're so hard. And I see the pre-cum glistening. God, I just want to feel you inside of me. Be gentle at first, okay? Slide in. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Yes. Oh my God, yes. You have no idea how many times I fantasize about this. Kiss me. Oh, kiss me while you fuck me. Oh my gosh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. No, it's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. I'm so horny. It's insane. Fuck. And I can't stop. Looking into your eyes. It's making me even more wet. Do you like my pussy? Or should I say your pussy? It's yours now. It's your pussy now. Oh yeah. Is it all the way in? Okay. Well, that's perfect. No, I won't come until you come, don't worry. I can wait. I wanna come with you. You wanna come in my pussy, don't you? My tight, sweet pussy. Of course you can come inside me. That's all I've ever wanted. I've thought about this over and over again. When I take a bath and I touch myself and I finger my pussy, I think about you. I think about you over me. Your cock thrusting in and out of my slit. Pumping your load deep inside. You like when I talk like that? It's not too dirty. I like it too. I like you. So fucking much. I want that whole load deep inside me. Are you getting close? Well, I am. No, I can hold it. I can hold it. I can hold it. It just feels amazing. The weight of your body on me. Can you feel my pussy squeeze around your cock? Trying to get all your cum out. When I get close to coming, I get extra tight. Cause my pussy knows that it needs your cum. I need it so bad. I need your cum so bad. Oh, please. Drain your balls inside me. And I'm gonna come with you. I'm gonna come with you. I'm gonna come with you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fill up my pussy. Fill up my pussy. Spoon me now. Yeah, hold me right.